and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the Random After Show podcast today is Wednesday, March the 20th of 2019. So we finished up our K-Fine Breakfast Club this morning. I still have my tea.
Which actually is one of our favorite days.
Yeah, because you always are hungry.
I am, because I really try to not eat like after 8:39, you know, and then we go to sleep, whatever, and then I don't have anything in the morning, and by the time I get there, I'm like, my stomach is, I'm ready for something, and it fills you up. It's good.
She was actually ordering as we walked in this morning. I'll take a s'mores!
Not right at 6.
No, you pretty much did. You had your drink by 6:15.
That's correct.
I want s'mores, Earl!
7:15. We weren't even there at 6:15.
What day is it? I can't remember. My life has been kind of a little bit of a mess. For those of you who haven't caught up on, I know it's a lot to try to consume the full show every single day. But anyway, I moved my mom from Texas to Jonesboro this past weekend. It was two trips because the first trip I got down there and she told me everything would fit in my wife's car. And then I realized, well, that's not true. And I had to drive it the second day, 2 days in a row. Man,
and how many hours?
It was truly 24 hours of drive time. 1,600 miles, which is crazy. You can drive to Manhattan in New York, like Times Square. It's 1,100 miles. I drove 1,600. Like, truckers are not allowed to drive as much as I drove.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But you know what's good about driving like that, though? Is the fact that when you're by yourself, you can stop whenever you want.
Yeah.
And if you see a restaurant you want, boom, you stop and get the restaurant. You want some coffee? You want an energy drink? I had Jack in the Box tacos.
Yum.
I had Whataburger, the big double cheeseburger with the onion rings. They have spicy ketchup with Whataburger. Have you ever had that?
No.
Yeah, it's like regular ketchup in those little plastic containers, but spicy version of it. Talk about good.
That sounds good.
My wife added up the total expense for the trip, and she's like, do you realize how much money you spent
on extra stuff? Wow, because of gas and extra, yeah.
It was like $200 in gas alone, plus all the stops and all that stuff. So now we have my 63-year-old mother in the house all
but
the time.
But now Kai has his grandmother there.
Right.
That's fun.
And we probably won't talk about this on the radio show because, you know, it's like we try to be light and fluffy during the show.
Yeah.
But like anytime you put anybody in a home, even if it's a guest for a day or two, right?
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot because it changes up the rhythm of what happens in the house.
You can't walk around naked anymore.
I know. And it's talk about disappointing.
I mean, Leslie walking around topless all the time.
I know that. Yeah. You know, we have our grotto like Hefner had and you know, she just kind of bounced around.
Y'all didn't show me that part.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to see that.
Oh.
But her friends come over and we do that.
Oh, her friends.
She's very cool like that. Mm-hmm. We do.
You wish.
Don't say that because she would probably listen to the after show knowing that you're going to hear the most real version.
I know exactly what she would say.
What would she say?
I can't say it on the air.
We're not on the air. You can say it.
Son of no, I'm just kidding.
Use! Would she be more mad at the topless women or her husband?
More mad at you.
I know. That's so stupid.
Because somehow it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, like, okay, so we're at the beach that one time in Panama City Beach and a girl walks by in a thong.
I totally get it.
And she was mad at me?
Well,
like, I ain't wearing a thong.
When I had just gotten married. I was 20 years old. I was married to Kurt's dad, and we were on our honeymoon in Cancun. And I was very young and immature, and I remember they had this. We were at the pool and couldn't get into our room yet. So we had all of our luggage and everything outside sitting at the pool waiting on these people to get out of the room. And it was a nice resort, whatever. Well, all of a sudden, this music starts playing. There's a DJ that comes out of nowhere. And all of these, the most probably beautiful women I had ever seen, which I'd only been in Wynn my whole life.
Right.
But all of these Brazilian, like, beautiful women come out, and they're all in, like, thongs and swimwear.
I'd be done.
And I was just, like, I don't know. Back when you're 20, you don't have a lot of confidence. And I didn't at the time. And it was not. I think I was mad at my husband. And he was like, what did I do?
Right, you ruined the vacation.
I'm like, just shut your eyes.
Right, like as a grown man, like we're supposed to.
Like it was his fault. Like he's the one that made the swimsuit thing. He's the one that made it.
Well, that's exactly how my wife was in Panama City Beach. And there was a girl who walks by and she had a good body and she had a thong on. And I'm sitting here like, wait, what is she doing that for? And it stops you and you watch it because it's so like, what are they
thinking?
You're
not used to seeing it. If you lived in probably LA or if you were on the beach or whatever, you would probably be desensitized to it.
Do you think so?
Yes, 100%.
So if you go to Los Angeles, it's like that all over.
You're desensitized, yes.
I don't know if that's
just
real
like
life.
Kim Kardashian posting all the see-through stuff. Like 20 years ago, if we would like that would have been unheard of. So imagine, let's fast forward 20 years from now.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, here in this workplace, we might be wearing thongs.
We'll have dirty movie channels on regular TV.
Seriously though.
Antenna broadcast.
It's kind of sad.
No, it's not.
You don't have a girl.
I remember. What do you mean?
It's different.
Oh, like a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first thong I ever saw in person. Because like I had seen
it. Was it on MTV?
No. I mean like in person. I was there in person.
Who was it?
I remember the reaction. I don't know who it was. But why are you making a face like that?
The first time you saw a thong?
Yeah, this is before girlfriends and
a
all
whale
that kind
tail.
Of stuff. No, it was a girl tanning her butt cheeks. We were in Las Vegas. I went out there with a friend of mine who worked for the wrestling company in Dallas.
How old were you?
I was probably 15, 16. So I wasn't able to go. Like, he was going to go and gamble, right? But he took me to Vegas with him. He was kind of a mentor to me. So he's like, I'll take you out there. I don't know if he had extra miles or whatever.
Yeah.
So I got to go, but I couldn't go while he was gambling. So while he was gambling, I got to go to the pool, right? So here I am, 15, 16 years
Vegas.
Old.
Vegas. Oh, my gosh. That makes me want to vomit.
Hormones going crazy.
If it was my son's, oh.
Oh, so I'm nervous because I'm out there at the pool by myself.
Of course.
Because my friend, Hightower, is inside, right? And he's gambling. I'm out there, and I realize as I look over, I'm laying in a lawn chair. I can still picture it. Over to my right is probably, you know, like the Brazilian model.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Dark hair, dark skin, which...
Did you have sunglasses? That'll help you.
I can't remember.
My husband always wants to wear sunglasses so he can look at everybody without me knowing.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
But I had the long blonde hair at that point.
I bet she was looking at you like, oh man, I wish I had his hair.
Yeah. So
wonder where he gets his highlights.
I'll never forget that though.
Huh. So. Yeah, I don't remember the first time I saw a thong. I don't remember like, oh, I saw a thong and like, what's that? I don't remember it. I just don't remember.
Is the after show a spot where I can say, do people wear thongs as much as they used to?
I don't think as much as they used to, because back in the day, they did not make like the underwear with seamless, make it look seamless. Now they make underwear that covers everything, but it's seamless. So there's nothing that shows through on any kind of dress or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to have the thong.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Like if you're going to wear yoga pants.
They have yoga panties now.
And I can't see the lines?
Correct. 100%.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're so much more comfortable for people.
Yeah. I remember people complaining about
that. I remember you telling me they used to keep you uncomfortable.
Man, my thong was awful. I never had a man thong. I know guys that did. Because for wrestlers, like you think about the small trunks that they would wear, and they wanted a little more protection. So some guys would put on the thong and then put on their trunks over the top. Yeah, I've seen more dudes in thongs than you would probably want to think.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But I mean, think about the other option. Let's say somebody moves your tights a little bit, your trunks a little bit, and your pecker falls out. Right?
I wasn't ready. Okay. Yeah, well, I guess some would have that problem.
I wouldn't, but I mean, some people. I never wore any
Your
pants.
Your wife is mortified.
I never wore
she's
any
She's listening. That's good.
Anything else? Oh, no. Let me tell you a story, and then we'll be done because we have people at the window needing in. And that's one of the reasons it's hard to do the after show now is because...
We have people looking in the window.
Everybody has stuff to do. But anyway, so we're at the old Eagles Lodge, right? And we're doing... It was Club Kiss at the time. It was a summer where everybody got in free. And like we were there maybe every Friday or every other
Friday.
Can you
give me a year? I'm trying to remember where I am.
Probably 05, 06.
Okay.
Me and Booger are there all the time, and they just give you drinks, and we had, you know, DDs. So it's like, we could be dumb. And Booger went out and decided, because he was walking through Sears, and he saw man thongs. So he tells me on the way there that he's wearing his man thong. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Who gets that? Like, who wears them? Outside of like, you know, because like the wrestlers had them on and there was like a strategic reason.
Or like for bodybuilders or for like an actual Chippendale dancer
yeah.
or something that's not why would you just get them?
But not for a dude with them just under, a normal, under his jeans.
Yeah.
He's out there on the dance floor at the Eagles and it's packed, right? And this is like, the music's going, give me the music. And like, he's out there dancing. Of course, I would never dance because I couldn't dance.
And yeah.
I'd be afraid of who would dance with me. I'd probably be embarrassed if she was really good looking or whatever. Yeah. And she probably wasn't going to be. Just be real, right?
Yeah.
And if she was good looking, I would have freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what do I do? So he's out there and he decides to be funny and he starts to unbutton his pants at the front and he starts to slide them down. He's almost twerking before twerking was a thing.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the fact that he has a thong on. Let's say there's 150 people on the dance floor. Legitimately, they all left because it's disgusting.
Yeah, I would have ran.
He's the only guy out there on the dance floor. And then he's awkward because he's ran everybody else off.
Yeah.
And people now know he's in a thong. So he doesn't know what to do but stand there blushing in the middle of the dance floor.
How did it finally end?
I don't know if he just ended up walking off.
I feel
or
like
what.
The music would have gone.
That's what it was
like. Stopped.
It's like a movie scene. It was just over. Anyway, I have the pictures here on my phone. Do you want to see them?
Of course. No, disgusting. I don't.
Anyway, random after show. Hope you guys have a great day.